USA Radio News with Wendy King.
143 people aboard a military charter plane heading from Cuba to Florida wound up in the St. John's River near Jacksonville, Florida. The plane apparently overshot the runway and went into the water.
The water is shallow, so the rescue operations were relatively easy. And I do see that they launched one of the rafts, which would be standard. Once you deploy a slide or you pop the emergency doors, that's automatic.
The plane was one of two regular weekly flights, rotating back U.S. military personnel, family, and contractors from the Guantanamo Bay Navy base in Cuba. There were no prisoners on board, and there were only a few minor injuries. Cities along the Mississippi River are deluged with water, and they're expecting even more flooding this weekend. So far, four deaths have been blamed on the high water. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
One person is dead and two others are missing after a chemical plant explosion in Illinois. Waukegan Mayor Sam Cunningham says the search has now been halted.
We had to suspend any rescue or recovery attempts because of the condition of the building. But what they're doing right now is bringing in a fencing unit to kind of quarantine everything in. Once that unit is up and in place, we're bringing heavy-duty equipment to remove some of the particles of the building that are dangerous so we can then assume the rescue or recovery effort.
A helicopter crashed into the Chesapeake Bay at around 12:30 p.m. local time. In Maryland, Scott Wheatley with Queensland's County Emergency Services says there was a clear debris field.
There's a report of two souls on board, but at this time, nothing has been recovered.
The Coast Guard is on the scene investigating the crash. Dive teams are working around Kent Island where the chopper went down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185,000 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The mother of Otto Warmbier, the American student who was held in North Korean custody, then died shortly after he was returned to the U.S., is making an emotional appeal to continue the pressure on North Korea. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
In Washington, Cindy Warmbier recalled when she met her comatose son on the plane bringing him home.
My gorgeous boy, who every girl had an immediate crush on, looked like a monster. I swear. The look in his eyes, which I didn't know he was blind at the time, was absolute horror. Horror, like he'd seen the devil, and he had. He was with the devil.
Warmbier said Friday that while she supported Trump's effort to negotiate with Kim, she was not optimistic about diplomacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.